Hey guys, today we got Sherry from Black Home Sleigh Rides, and today she's going to be answering a few questions for us. How are you doing this morning, Sherry?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you. As I mentioned before, today we'll be talking about old school versus new school methods. Shall we get right to it?
Sure. Let's see what you got.
Right on, Sherry. So my first question for you today is, in your opinion, how would you describe an old school sleigh ride company versus, say, a new school one?
Okay, well, having been only part of the sleigh ride business for the 1 year, my information old school may be very limited. What I did see from the previous owners was stacks and stacks of paperwork. We had three binders, and we're talking like the 4-inch binders that we had to haul around absolutely everywhere from 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. This was the different aspects of recording our incoming requests and reservations, and it was just overwhelming with the paperwork, and I was really excited to adapt to a more convenient program, that calendar program and booking program, that I could utilize right on my smartphone. It was quite more accessible and just so much more convenient than the binders that I was hauling around.
Absolutely. So I guess in terms of the second question, this might be a little bit tricky for you as you did recently just change hands between the business, but could you think of any old school elements that you guys decided to keep from the previous owners? And if so, why?
As far as the booking aspect of it, it was good to have the paper documents for our office staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we did go back. I came in with everything technical, everything on my little laptop that I had set up in the office. But in the end, it did prove to be more convenient as our guests are walking in and we're doing the checklist, and it was more convenient to actually have the paper documents with all their details. Everybody had just a little bit more information that, you know, specific information for each guest that we needed to write things down about.
Absolutely.
And that wasn't available on the calendar, on the online calendar. So we did adapt that to the actual office end of it. So definitely good and bad with, you know, having the paper. Also, we did have a struggle with getting enough Wi-Fi, you know, the whole data program problem and everything when you go online, that, you know, we definitely still carried along a certain amount of paperwork. We did have access to everything online if, you know, once we got to the Wi-Fi, but there were definitely times where, you know, you always have, when you deal with the electronic end of things, you always have to deal with a bigger picture, the data, the networking, whatever that may be then.
Absolutely. And, thank you.
So it's good to have the paper.
Thank you so much. Definitely a point we've heard in the past before as well, the whole connectivity element. So thank you so much for sharing that. In terms of moving back to the new school side of things, what kind of things would you say you've adopted and why? And again, this doesn't necessarily have to concern online booking, but would you say there's a variety of new school elements you've implemented?
I guess with the actual business end of things, I do have a great concern with it being too new school. The business itself is to take us back in time. You know, we give sleigh rides with horses. We have actual draft horses that we, you know, we work with. We do it old school. So the whole business aspect of it is to keep old school. And so the behind the scenes is the only part that I want to be more efficient with the new school end of things. But as far as I can, pardon me?
That was a really interesting point. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's good. As far as the efficiency, I want it to be new school as long as it keeps things more efficient. But as far as the eye can see, we want to keep it old school and even more old school than we actually are. Like, we want to go vintage.
Absolutely.
As far as, you know, if we can make it happen. It's just that's also beyond my time. So,
absolutely.
It takes some schooling in history to find out how old school we can actually go. So, but yes, definitely both ends of the spectrum there.
Interesting. That's a really, I think it's interesting because it's paradoxical, right? As you mentioned, you're going new school, yet you're trying to keep things a little bit more historical and vintage. So that's the first time I've heard that one. So thank you so much for sharing.
For sure.
In terms of question number four, what we have for you is, do you have any regrets? Again, you know, this could be old school or new school, but in general, would you say you would have done things differently or maybe changed a few things you have done so far?
There's definitely a lot of things that we need to change and keep changing and keep adapting. As far as the business itself, we're really limited for space, just being the little community that we're in Whistler, there is so little space. As far as electronic, we need to streamline and get everything up to date. As far as programs go, as far as the computers itself, the printers, everything needs to be more streamlined. Do we have any regrets? Well, the regrets of not of the unknowing, you know, where do we put our advertising money, which is a huge thing. Were we able to give the high quality business for the tourists that there's so many angles to the regrets, yet it's all part of the learning circle.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for sharing those. My last question for you today, Sherry, is what advice would you have for businesses who are either considering changes or on the fence about perhaps taking a look at more new school elements?
I guess, like I said, if it can make the business more efficient, it's definitely worth its while. With every change comes that learning curve. So you got to give it more than just the first 3 weeks time, because just because you're going new school doesn't mean it's going to come smoothly at first. But in the end, there's worthwhile aspects of it for sure.
Absolutely. And we really, again, do thank you for that honest response. From our end, we want to do our most to make that transition as smooth as possible. But, hearing it from the source again really does provide our viewers with a more realistic expectation. So, again, thank you so much for that, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
At this point, we're going to conclude the interview. But again, for everybody listening, thanks for listening. And Sherry Martin, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be part of it.
And then we cut it off right there.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sherry.